Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor, Thaddeus McCullough, American Greatness, to help me understand a story from Michigan. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, prominent during the pandemic. The date is March 12, 2021. A field in Lansing, Michigan. Later on, a field in West Palm Beach, landing a G280 twin jet, Gulfstream, lands in West Palm Beach at 9:37 in the morning, according to federal flight records. This is the story. Was Governor Whitmer on that plane? Who owns that plane? Why did she fly in that plane? Why is she not now talking about why she flew on that plane? And what else do we not know about Governor Whitmer's trip to Florida? And return, according to records, on the 15th of March, at 7:01 p.m. in Lansing, the capital of Michigan. That is a very good evening to you. We don't know a whole lot, and you know a great deal about Michigan. The people of Michigan right now are reading these stories. They're just hours, days old, and they're puzzling. What is it that we want to know about the governor's trip? What is the concern that has not been answered by the governor or her office? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. As we've discussed before, the governor had made a trip down to Florida to see her father, and personally, I think people should be able to travel. Unfortunately, at the time, the governor was issuing guidelines and saying people shouldn't go to Florida. The snowbirds were bringing back potential variants on the COVID, and people should stay put. And as you know, the rules for thee, but not for me. Hypocrisy of that was evident when the governor went down again to see her dad. What's happening now is the governor's refusing to answer some very simple questions regarding the facts of the trip. One being, what type of plane did you use? We don't think it was commercial. And who paid for it? I think the governor has said that no taxpayer money was used. But then she has then since said that she's not going to talk about it anymore. Unfortunately, whoever's giving the governor that advice is doing her a great disservice, because that's not how these stories go away. The best thing she can do, especially because she's heading into a campaign year, you have the Republican Party is going to be attacking her every chance they can. You're going to have the media keeping an eye out to find out if there's any problems that she may have. And so this is not going to go away. So what she has to do is put the facts out there, let them speak for themselves, and then you have a chance to move on. But simply saying nothing is probably the worst thing, because it allows your opponents to say the worst and allows voters to assume the worst, and the worst being that you did everything you possibly could to avoid anybody knowing you went to Florida and potentially used a flight that was provided by wealthy people, and you can't do that.
Rod Maloney, a local news reporter at Click on Detroit, spoke with University of Detroit Mercy's legal ethics expert, Larry Dubin. Professor Dubin had this to say. It could potentially divide that if she did fly, the governor did fly on a private jet, it could mean ethics trouble. Quote, it could potentially divide your loyalty to what you owe your state as governor versus what you might owe a third party who has given you something of value. I take it what this means is we need to know whether the governor paid for, if she was on that private aircraft, did the governor reimburse the owners or the leasers of that private aircraft? The further reporting suggests that the aircraft is shared by a Detroit company, PVC Chemical, Chairman Jim Nicholson, and that it is partnered in Air Eagle with Ambassador Bridge Company owner Matthew Maroon and the Cotton family. So prominent members of the Detroit, Michigan business community do own that jet. And do I understand correctly, it's necessary for a public official to reimburse a private enterprise if they use their facilities?
Well, it's common sense. You can't take free gifts. Somebody can't hand you $40,000 in kind or in a brown paper bag. So what the governor has to do is to lay out the facts of the situation, because what you're seeing now is a classic example of what I discussed earlier. You're running into the whole if then, which allows anybody, be they friend or foe, to say, if you did this, then these horrible things are happening and you're a bad person. So this is unfair to the governor, but unfortunately she's doing it to herself by not laying out the facts of the case. Because, again, you don't want somebody to say, if then. Remember when we followed the Pathfinder, this was one of the worst things that Adam Schiff would do when he was lying through his teeth, is he would say if, with no basis that it was even remotely possible, and then he slandered everybody else that he could lump into the conditional premise that he put forward. So the governor wants to avoid that. Again, I would just urge her to put the facts of the case out and then deal with it from that basis and avoid this kind of speculation.
As an outsider, Thaddeus, this story becomes stranger because there is a report that the governor's ill father, who once was a prominent lobbyist, I believe, a prominent businessman in Michigan, whom she traveled to Florida to see, has been seen, according to reports, in Lansing getting out of a Tesla automobile. That's a strange fact for a man who was in some fashion challenged in Florida for her to visit in March. In addition, there as an outsider, there's only one explanation I can imagine for why the governor is not commenting on these very straightforward questions. Did you go to Florida? Did you fly on this jet? Did you come back 4 days later, not 2 days later? And the only explanation I can think as to why she's not commenting, nor is her office, is that she didn't pay for it.
But that's the problem with not answering these questions and putting the facts on the table. You are allowed right now, based upon what we know and don't know, you can assume the worst because there's no countervailing facts to tell you otherwise. And there's going to be a whole lot of people doing that in the media. The Republican Party is going to be doing it. If she has a primary from a Democrat next year, they'll be doing the same thing. Whoever is advising her to put up the stone wall is doing her a grave disservice. In the age of instantaneous satellite communications, a stone wall is not going to protect you.
She's not Andrew Cuomo, and she's not Gavin Newsom. I understand this. However, it occurs to me, that is, that I've puzzled for some time how such a wise guy as, smart guy, as Gavin Newsom could go to the French Laundry without a mask and sit with his lobbyist friends after telling the whole state of California to stay home and not go out and dine. And how Governor Cuomo of New York, after telling us that he'd taken care of us all this time, could direct his staff to deceive people about his order about the nursing homes and the COVID. It puzzles me. Very smart, able politicians. Is this something that happens to politicians when they get elevated? They make simple mistakes and they compound them?
No. What it boils down to is they really have absolutely no respect for the press that covers them because they think they can get away with it. And if they get caught, they can just stonewall it and walk away. So it boils down. It is that elementary. And the press, especially when you look at the nursing homes for Whitmer, for Newsom, for Cuomo, and you look at some of the hypocrisy that they put forward with their own actions regarding their own instructions to their constituents, why should they think any differently?
Your measure. I'm not asking a prediction. I'm just your measure. Governor Whitmer comes out and tells the truth, and Michigan will forgive her, correct? If she just lays it all out in a big press conference.
See, but right there, John, you're doing exactly what she wants to avoid. How do we know she's done anything for which she needs forgiveness? You're allowed to assume the worst because you don't have any facts in front of you to tell you otherwise. She has to answer these questions for her own good and for the good of the people of Michigan. It's that simple.
That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.